My Imperial experience was illuminating, it was interesting, and it was demanding.
It's very inspirative, energetic, and also very collaborative.
I'd say challenging, rewarding, and stimulating.
It was very engaging, motivating, because you're surrounded by very bright people. And I also met a lot of my best friends for life, really, in Imperial.
Imperial actually benefit a lot from this very global position. Yeah, this actually really expand my horizon about this global problem.
It's a huge melting pot of cultures, which you wouldn't normally see, given that about 80 to 90% of the intake is foreign students. So you get a lot of cultures, you get a lot of influence from a lot of different countries.
Imperial is a very special place because you can meet people from all around the world who share the same values and excitement as you have. And I think that's very different from the other universities in London. All those years were exciting, challenging, and I was feeling very motivated.
Amazing, intense, exciting.
It was fun, but hard work.
Hard work, worthwhile, but lots of fun.
We had a really tough year here in Imperial College, but it was a unique experience. I met a lot of interesting people. The program is very intensive, so you don't have any breaks. You have to be focused all the time on projects. And
I enjoyed it all. It really was good fun.
Free was good, and the student grant was even better. I just had a good reputation, and it was recommended to me as a school child to come here.
Well, it is one of the best engineering and technology schools in the world, so that title alone just makes you stand out on your CV. And I think because you're surrounded with a lot of like-minded engineers, it gives you motivation to kind of want to do something with your life that changes the world.
The reputation and prestige that Imperial has in the UK and also in the world is unparalleled almost. Now that I am in the industry for a number of years, wherever the name Imperial comes up, everyone instantly has a high level of respect for your institution and for where you come from. The technical content that you get trained on, the pressure, the working environment, all of that really trains you for a more rewarding life afterwards.
Didn't want to stop studying, but once I finished, I want to go on, which is good for university.
I really like being in central London. It's a great environment and there was so much you could go and do round and about, yeah.
I know I've got friends who, you know, didn't always enjoy their experiences here, but I think from the moment, the very day that I arrived, I fell in love with London and Imperial as well. I just had the most amazing time.
I just enjoyed my whole time here, enjoyed my degree. I did maths and absolutely loved it. And the friends I made on my first day in halls are still the friends I see every week. When they say, you know, the friends you make at university stay with you for life, it's absolutely true.
It was rewarding, motivating and enlightening.
Inspiring, enlightening and boozy.
Enthusiastic, nice people. And high-level science.
It was crazy, it was fun, and it was extremely tough. I think Imperial allowed me to realize I'm really bad in engineering, so I'm in investments now.
I live in Qatar, and I work for a professional firm, so I'm not in engineering anymore.
It equipped me for the tools my professional life.
Imperial was a place that's really well connected to industry, and I found that was very helpful for me. The reason I came here was to try and get more of a background in commercial applications of computing and to learn more about computing so I could get a job in that sector, and that worked really well for me.
I look back on it and I wouldn't have lived life any other way at that time. It was just fantastic.
It was very intense because it was a one-year course, really fun, and a great learning experience.
Challenging, enjoyable, life-changing.
Interesting, challenging, and fun.
Memorable, and home. Yeah, I think ever since I graduated, people said, you know, where's home? And the bit that kind of sticks in my mind was my time here.
I came from a convent grammar school full of women to Imperial, which at that time was predominantly men. So there were two of us and 31 of them. But ultimately what Imperial gave me was a lot of confidence and the ability and the qualifications to be able to continue in a man's world, as it still was then, as I entered the oil industry.
So it was definitely quite a different place then, but in a way there are things that are similar. I mean, I could recognize my department, there's been a few more buildings, and I really, really have fond memories of, like, I'm from originally from Nigeria, so it was really my first time of leaving my parents and landing in a foreign country, made new friends.
There have been quite a few changes to Imperial since I was here. There was no medical facilities, no medical research when I was here. The big difference is you can see nearly most of the exhibitions here today are medical based.
You know, it's always nice to stay in touch with a positive experience you've had.
It's always good to come back and see the people in the same community, try and meet some friendly faces again, and, you know, really try and give back what we've learned from the university. I've also signed up for the mentorship program as well to mentor one of the undergrads, so just trying to give back whatever we've learned to the institution.
Eventful, fun, and a little hazy.
Privilege, reward, and enjoyment.
Unforgettable, unique, and still with me. I don't know how to describe it.
There's no place like Imperial.